It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As we conclude our coverage of the Illinois State Fair, we're going to take a moment to talk about the state of agriculture in Illinois. Earlier this week, Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media's Director of News and Public Affairs, spoke with Jerry Costello, the Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. They talked about this year's growing season, effects of the USAID funding cuts, and how federal immigration policy is being felt in the fields of Illinois. As I said, this conversation was taped earlier this week, so we're not taking calls live today, but let us know what you thought. Talk at 21stshow.org is our address. Talk at 21stshow.org. Okay, here now is Jerry Costello, Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you for joining us again on the 21st Show.
Hey, Reginald, great to be with you. And we're in the middle of the Illinois State Fair here at the fairgrounds, and things are going very well. So just, happy to join you.
So let's first start with the growing season. How are the corn and soy crops going this year?
Yeah, I would tell you, knock on wood, things are looking pretty good. I think corn is in the area of 69% good to excellent. Soy, like 63% good to excellent. Our pasture condition, 62% good to excellent. Top soil moisture is one of the things, obviously, that's so important. So we're, 66% adequate, 16% surplus. So in general, I would tell you we're expecting some really, really good numbers for fall harvest. I can also tell you the wheat numbers that we've been hearing have been really good. So, we've got our wheat harvest done and looking for numbers to come out in the very near future. If you go 2 years ago, we were in the high 70s, which was a record at that point in time. Last year, we were in the mid 80s, setting another record. This year, I would not be surprised if we set a record for wheat harvest again, somewhere in the 90 bushels an acre, 90 plus bushels an acre range.
I understand the year got off to a rough start a little bit with the weather in southern Illinois. How are those farmers doing?
Reginald, I'm really glad you brought that up. It's interesting because the weather pattern in the state of Illinois has been very interesting the last, I'm going to say roughly three to four years. It's been inverse to the way it used to be. Southern Illinois in the last 3 to 4 years has experienced a lot of rain. And it used to be that, there was more drought experienced in southern Illinois. So it's kind of been an inverse weather pattern the last 3 or 4 growing seasons compared to the historical pattern in the state of Illinois. As a matter of fact, especially deep southern Illinois, so you get towards the Kentucky border, there were farmers that were not able to get crops in because it was so overly wet.
So they were how are they doing now? Have they just kind of played it down for this year, or?
So I would say, depending on where you are, you've got both scenarios. Some people were able to get them in very, very late. And honestly, some just were not able to get crops in, especially by, insurance cutoffs as well.
As we know, President Trump's administration and its Department of Government Efficiency dismantled the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. Places like the Soybean Innovation Lab at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and other universities around the country had to close, and they were part of the Feed the Future initiative to address global hunger. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship Illinois farmers had with programs like USAID?
So I will tell you, there's a number of things that I can tell you there. Number one, I think a lot of those cuts are from a technology aspect going to be devastating to, for instance, Illinois, which is the number one soybean producer in the United States. We're the number two corn producer. Obviously, we export a ton of soybeans, in corn as well. So, you know, cuts to areas that, you know, are research funding that help with technologies, because a lot of the reasons that we're able to adapt and grow the crops that have record-setting yields are because of a lot of these technologies. I joke with people that I'm 56 years old, and sometimes I have a hard time, resetting my phone. The kids that are coming out of universities nowadays and the research that's being done are so far ahead of some of the older folks that we have in agriculture, to include myself. I've been in this position 5.5 years now. When I came in, the average age of a farmer in the state of Illinois was just over 56. I believe we're at 58.5. We need technology, and we're going to have, kids who understand these technologies and the work being done by universities in order to stay up with, production at a level that we've seen so far. So I think, number one, I think those cuts will be devastating. And honestly, as we're talking about cuts and things that have been done under the Trump administration and, what's going on, the tariff aspect of things has been so devastating to agriculture, not only in the state of Illinois, but in the U.S. in general, and I'm sure that you're well aware of this, but literally we just hit record trade deficits for the first half of 2025. I think June alone was about $4.1 billion, but $28.6 billion is the trade deficit in literally the first 6 months of this year. Again, Illinois, the number one soybean producer in the United States. China is the number one importer of ag goods in the world, and they have yet to receive a shipment of soybeans from the United States since January. I think, we're right at the date right now, August 11th. If nothing is done, which I'm not aware of any shipments, being placed or headed to China, it will be the longest ever in recorded history as far as, when a shipment would start. And that's if they actually, choose to take shipments from the U.S. They've sourced especially soy products from Brazil, Argentina, South America. So there are a lot of troubling and concerning issues that farmers, whether you're a soybean farmer, a corn farmer, row crops in general in the state of Illinois or in the country, we need to be concerned about.
I remember lots of anxiety here in the Midwest with farmers that grow soy back in the first Trump administration, and I remember a lot of anxiety earlier this year. What are farmers telling you now?
So, I'm just going to be really, really blunt, and this may not be, popular to say. I am amazed right now at the lack of communication or people that are I guess more or less concerned to speak out and to talk negatively about what's going on. I mean, literally, we're in a position as we sit right now, there's a forecasted $50 billion trade deficit for the U.S. for 2025. And I will tell you, the numbers that I gave you, the $28.6 billion trade deficit for the first 6 months, those are the U.S. Department of Agriculture numbers. So those numbers are coming out of the Trump administration. We are literally, while we're talking from a soybean aspect, we're at a 20-year low, down 12% from what was globally shipped last year. So it's you got to just call it like it is, black and white. To your point, this didn't work in the first Trump administration. As a matter of fact, and boy, I'm going to do these numbers by memory, and I know I'll be close to them. But I think, you know, in the first administration, when these tariffs were put on China specifically, I'm talking about soybeans specifically, I think at that point in time, about 60% of the soybeans that were received by China came from the U.S. Those tariffs were put in place by the U.S. on China. I think that number the next year went somewhere into the, like the 11 or 12% range. So from around 60% to about 11 or 12%. And literally when President Trump took office, that number was somewhere around 50 or 51%. So we had never fully recovered from the numbers as far as exports of soybeans to China from the very first time these tariffs went into place. So, look, in my opinion, this is, you know, my personal opinion, one person's opinion as director, what I see in the state of Illinois, these tariffs are devastating to Illinois farmers in the Midwest who are, you know, row crop farmers.
Let's talk about immigration. President Trump and his administration will release new rules and regulations on migrant farm labor, but nothing has officially been put out there yet. What have you heard from the federal government?
You know, that's been a very interesting dynamic as well. I can tell you specifically what we've seen in probably for the state of Illinois, a lot of the immigration aspect, some of it would probably focus on meat processing plants. Boy, and I think these are USDA numbers as well. And I'm trying to recall some of the facts and figures and numbers I've read put out by the federal government and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I think about 40% of ag workers are what's deemed as unauthorized workers. I believe about 12% are authorized immigrants. So, I mean, you're looking at anywhere from 52 to 54% that are immigrants, and over 40% are termed unauthorized. So the number that represents in the overall agricultural labor workforce, I mean, that is massive. And when you look at what agriculture does and what it means to the United States and to the world, the food supply chain, the security of the food supply chain, these are very, very, very troubling statistics. When you figure out how this would play into a long-term situation or structure.
Are you hearing from farmers that they're concerned about a lack of labor, or are they concerned about a lack of labor once the harvest season starts?
So I would tell you, especially like specialty crops. So if you're talking, orchards, things like that, they're absolutely extremely concerned as far as labor. I will also tell you, when going back to meat processing, one of the issues that we were hearing from some of the smaller meat processors in the state of Illinois, during the whole situation when you had, some ICE raids going on, and whether it's surrounding states, what have you, you had numerous employees who were not showing up for work. So you may have, a small meat processing plant that has 10 employees, and four or five of them would not show up for work because they were, afraid that someone was going to come into the plant. And some of these are legal immigrants, but they're concerned about being harassed, to be very blunt with you.
Jerry Costello, Director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture, thank you for joining us on the 21st Show.
Reginald, thank you very much.
And that's all the time we have for today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.